This is J.V. Crum III, and I want to welcome everybody in the Conscious Millionaire community who's taking this time with us. I assure you, the person I'm going to introduce you to is going to change your life. She's not only one of my best friends, she wrote the foreword to my book, but she is one of the true incredible human beings on this planet. She's the CEO of Accelerated Business Schools, Money and You, a global organization with over 100,000 graduates from Asia Pacific and North America in both English and Chinese programs. Her program, Money and You, has inspired some of today's greatest wealth and business experts. Their work has helped spread the essence of her work to millions. She is now opening the American company for the world's only Solar Valley, Danshu, China. It's the Hinsene Solar Business, created by a billionaire in China who has an amazing heart, Wang Ming. Today's guest is Dame D.C. Cordova. Dame D.C. Cordova, it's kind of fun calling you that because we're such close friends, but that's a story probably in and of itself that you might like to share. But I want to welcome you and thank you for taking your time, because the wisdom that you have about money and how to transform businesses and transform your lives has not only changed my life, but it's changed the life literally of over 100,000 people who've been through your program. So welcome.
Thank you so very much. You know, it's so interesting because, you know, when I got that title, of course, that was for being acknowledged for being a humanitarian literally my whole life. And it was so interesting because, you know, related to money, you know, it really has to do with deservability. A lot, you know, we all have a threshold of deservability. So when I heard that I was going to have this title and I was going to be knighted, you know, after you see all those movies, you know, with all the knights and all of that, and it was like all these feelings came up, and it was thanks to my mentor, because I was literally invited to be knighted 4 years ago during my birthday, November 14, and she says, "Of course you have to accept." And I said, "Well, I don't think I'm really deserving of this." She says, it's even on your birthday. She says, "What's going on with you?" And they require that you make a list of all the projects that you have been involved in and all the different endeavors. And it wasn't until I made that list that I felt deserving. And I didn't even realize that we had a list. And this is totally related to money, you know, and our Money and You program, which we can talk about a little bit about, you know, in this program here. You know, Money and You, the word you is even more important than money, because you're the one that's really guiding the ship, so to speak. You're the CEO of your own life. You are the one where the experiences emanate from. And if you're not feeling worthy of a lot of money, you are going to do some weird stuff that you're going to sabotage it. You're not going to feel deserving. And because there's three stages to money, you might not even allow yourself to go past the first stage. So it's so fascinating. And thank you so much for having me with you and sharing me with your network.
Well, it's actually a lot of fun, because every time we're together, we have a great time. You know, I've been through Money and You not once, but I've been through it twice, because when you said, come play with me and come do this, and we already knew each other, and I said, I'd known for years about Money and You, and I just had never been to it. Now I look back, because the first time was last year, and then it's free for life to come back. And I came back again this year. I'm already planning to go again next year. I got so many new distinctions the second time around. In many ways, that might have been more worthwhile than the first time.
Yes.
Because the first time I got the basic principles. And I think I shared with you, one of the things that I walked away with was I have a definite figure that is, you know, everybody, when they really get clear about money, they have a definite figure. How much do you want to be worth, and why do you want to be worth that? I mean, those two are intricately intertwined, in fact. What I got out of Money and You, and I'm saying this, you're not saying it, I'm saying I figured out how I could get there in 10 years rather than 30, because I needed to change my focus. And by changing my focus and what I was doing, I could multiply my results so much quicker. And I couldn't see that on my own. I needed the mirror of all the the games that you play, all the process that occurs, so that I could see who I am and what my own gifts were. I didn't even know what my own gifts were at the level that were revealed to me that first time through.
Yeah, what happens is that experiential learning and true experiential learning is so powerful, because what happens is, okay, here you have a room, you'll have 40, 50 participants, you have about 20, 30 people in logistics and the instructors, and then you have the reviewers and the people that sit in the back that have a lifetime membership to come back to any money and you, and we have at any given time anywhere from 10 to 40 people in the back of the room. We have a network table that everybody can come back and promote their products and services, even if they are in the seminar business. Sometimes people say, oh, that could be competition for you. None of my graduates compete with me. Harv Eker doesn't compete with me. Tony Robbins doesn't compete with me. Robert Kiyosaki and Kim Kiyosaki don't compete with me. They are all graduates of our programs. And of course, Kiyosaki was my business partner for, 9 years. And, he got his start with us. So one of the things that occurs when you go through experiential trainings like ours, and we are the pioneers of that, of that particular paradigm, what occurs is that people begin to go through a process of self-discovery. And one of my missions is to transform educational systems around the world and eradicate poverty and hunger by people going through a process of self-discovery and of course also educating the masses and educating the wealthy on how they can help the masses. Don't get me started on just talking about education. We'll spend hours just talking about that.
But it is critical, because it's one of the keys for why Money and You is such a powerful program, and why I ask you to come and talk to the Conscious Millionaire community. I know the power of it, and we talked about the competition part. I think what happens as people move more and more to a higher consciousness space is that we realize we're not in competition with each other anyway. We're in collaboration with one another. You provide a certain program that is totally unique. It's never going to be in competition with Conscious Millionaire, because I provide other programs that are unique in my particular way. And it's not going to be in competition with Tony Robbins, because he does his type of programs. And I think when people reach a stage of realizing we're all here on our unique journeys, everybody listening today has their own unique way in which they can put their blueprint out there. And they can help their particular customers. And there can be 100 people they know that work with their same customers. And every one of them, if those other people also come to this state of consciousness, can be collaborators. And they all can be working together, not against one another, because we cannot get to the solutions we need for our lives, our businesses, and most importantly, our world, unless we see it as a collaborative adventure.
Well, and the thing is that also there is no competition when you are the best. If everybody really focuses on really providing a product or service that people really want in the highest level of excellence, people are going to rave about you. People, the way that the graduates, I mean, most of our marketing is really referral. I mean, it's like people like you that will say, okay, let me share with my network about Money and You. And Money and You is the oldest transformational, experiential, entrepreneurial program on the planet that has not only churned out so many social entrepreneurs, but also loves to collaborate. Now, it's so interesting, because we really want for all education on the planet to be a process of self-discovery, because human beings need to be in touch with whatever it is that their gifts are. And then they put it into systems of marketing. In our business school for entrepreneurs, we teach the three major areas any entrepreneur needs to know is sales and marketing, people and organization, meaning how to work with people and how are you going to build your organization and be organized. And the third one, of course, is money and finances, which is two completely different things. Finances is the process of how do you keep track? How do you, how do you make sure that you keep all the systems in place around the money? And money itself is really clearing the blocks to people building their deservability and having understanding of what money really is. And money, in many ways, is the byproducts of adding so much value to your client and your customers. But then, if we don't feel deserving of it, then what happens is that we create incidents, we create our own drama. And so there are certain people on the planet that are very clear. They know that if they, no matter what they do, they know that they have to make money. Usually they make a lot of money. Now, whether they're happy or not, that's another conversation. But the thing is that what we like to teach is not only to being rich and happy, but also adding value to humanity, adding value to your community, adding value to your friends, of course, to your family, your beloveds, and of course, adding value to yourself. Which is, you know, when we started, when I attended the business school 36 years ago and learned so well and ended up inheriting the work, it really, that was such a brand new mindset. I mean, now you hear it all over, you see it everywhere. But when we first started, it was such a brand new idea. And we're so happy that it's taking hold on the planet.
Well, what's so interesting is the work you're doing in China. And I was supposed to go to China last year to take one of the accelerated programs, but a lot of things came up and I didn't go. And now you're not only in China, but you're moving to Cancun. And so you're beginning to have these centers all over the world where there's so many people that are looking for a higher state of approach, a higher consciousness way of looking at money. So what's exciting to me is to see how you're growing and branching out in areas that you can have more influence.
Well, actually, we've been around doing that for 35 years. We opened up pretty much the Asia-Pacific region. We went to Australia. That's when I took on Kiyosaki. Robert Kiyosaki is my partner of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. We went to Australia. We have over 14,000 graduates there. When you go to that country, you will find so many money in your graduates that are in the training field. And if not, they have learned from a money in your graduate. We went to New Zealand, then we went to Hong Kong, then Singapore, Malaysia, then, of course, Taiwan. Again, back to Hong Kong, and then all over China, Brunei, and now we're expanding into India and, of course, into the Hispanic market, which is my homeland. And one of the things that happens naturally, we have graduates from over 65 countries, and we have counted the countries. We're very clear. I physically counted the number of people, and now my team tells me that we have many more. And I said, well, we'll change the number of the countries in a little while. But we really have, what happens is that there is a generalized principle that we teach in Money and You, which is the mathematical equation of ripple effects, which is called precession. And precession always occurs. So what happens is that when we are doing a program called Money and You, it's like throwing that pebble into the lake, into that very clear lake, and then you begin to see the ripples. So the ripples of the work that any human being does, not just us in Money and You, but you, all of you listeners, the big shift that occurs to people when they attend Money and You, for many people, is where are they going to focus so that they can create the most positive precessional effects in their lives, which money is also a precessional effect. Once a human being shifts from just being focused on money, but actually being focused on adding value, what is the best product, how can they be the one with the most excellence, then at that point, the whole business shifts and it explodes. This is why we have so many people that have become millionaires from putting into place the business success model, which we teach in the Money and You program.
Well, there were so many dynamics that occurred, and just the quality of people, both times that I went, the quality of people that are attracted is pretty amazing. Just the people that I would play the different games with, and then you mix it up and you play with another group. That alone was so valuable, the contacts, and I've built some strong relationships out of Money and You. People that I'm now discussing doing business with and affiliates and have had on my podcast have come directly out of contacts that I made at Money and You.
Yeah, and part of it has to do with the global networking. Once you attend Money in You, you have now a lifetime membership. You can also go, in any language. So if you want to go and open up the Shanghai market, you just call us up and we'll let you know where the venue is. And then you go there and we introduce you to the people there. And then you just literally go there and you say English, and they'll find someone for you that speaks English. And there's always people in the room that speak English. And then you say, whatever field you're in, you could be in the printing business, in the automobile business, in the, cosmetic business. You could be, part of a network marketing company. You could be a musician. It doesn't matter. You let them know that you're looking for some people that could help you advance the promotion of your business in whatever field. They'll start looking, and it is the most powerful network. We have many billionaires in China, in Taiwan, in Hong Kong that have attended Money in You because other billionaires have sent them there, and of course also in Singapore, Malaysia, and Australia. So one of the things that occurs in that part of the world is that people really, really put into work the principles that we teach, and they no longer become what we call an accidental millionaire. It is now a person that has purpose, has a clear methodology on how to grow their business, how to leverage the business, how to identify the people that are going to be best for their organization, how to start predicting the future, how to look at trends, how to look at the opportunities. I mean, one of the hardest things for me is to stay focused, and it was the hardest thing for me for 35 years. I finally am moving into renewable energy, and literally that was something that I wasn't even thinking that I was going to move into. But it finally was such a big opportunity, I couldn't say no. And part of it has to do with me knowing what's coming up in the world in the next 5 or 10 years. Anybody that has the opportunity to move into anything that has to do with renewable energy or with water, you are going to be successful if you have the right methodology, the right network, which we do. So you begin to really lower the risks. You begin to lower the gambling aspect of money and business. When you have a network, and I have a new definition of wealth. My new definition of wealth is having access to money, to capital, to networks, to investors, to knowledge, to people, to machinery, access to resources that will allow you to have a successful business. And a lot of people are so trained to just thinking that the only resource they need is money. That is a small part of it. But, because when you're an entrepreneur, you could have a big learning experience and lose everything. At that point, the only thing that's going to get you out of that hole is going to be the resources that you have. And this is what a lot of people don't understand that the rich have. That's why they can recuperate, because they have resources. But we are not taught that. When we grew up middle class, the way that I grew up middle class, the way you grew up middle class, we are not taught that, and that's what Money in You brings in.
Well, no, it's absolutely true, because I think the resources that I have, and of those, the people that you know, is so strong. But this idea of access and the resources you have in terms of people, that's also about access. Because at this stage, I'm thinking how much, as I'm listening to you, DC, I'm listening and hearing how much since April of last year when I went, and that was 2013, and I don't think I'd ever put it together, so it's interesting that it's happening right at this moment. I've said many times how much my life has changed in the last year. My life has changed in terms of my own skills, my ability to reach out, to connect, to walk in the room, and magic just happens because opportunities. We were talking right before everybody came on about that the rest of this year, I only have two programs that I'm going to, and that's the first, that's just in this next month, and then I don't plan to do anything. in terms of going to conferences, because every time I go to a conference, I walk away with so many opportunities that I have finally reached a point that I can't even act on any new opportunities. I'm so busy acting on the opportunities I already have. And I can now see how that was a direct result of the transformations that occurred in how I saw myself and how I think since I went to Money and You. That's when this whole wave has occurred where I can barely walk in a room that opportunities almost, it's like they get up and jump and come over.
Yes.
I mean, literally. And part of that's my zone that I'm always in, but there's a part of it that's the way I've changed my thinking since your program, and it's opened up possibility just from walking down the hall, that I'm really going, opportunities, I love you, but I spent 2.5 days, the last 2.5 days, looking at an opportunity and deciding no on it.
Yes.
Because I don't have room on my plate for it. Not because it's not a good opportunity, but that helped me realize I am having so many opportunities, and that's what I want for everybody in our community, and it's what I want for everybody in the world, is that ability to have access. Because then anything can happen.
And one of the things that occurs for people, I find that people that don't experience freedom in this life is because they don't have a lot of resources and they don't have choices. When you take choice away from a human being, you get a
better... They're not conscious of their choices.
Right. Exactly. But see, they're not feeling it, so then they feel trapped. I mean, I remember when I have felt trapped a few times, whether I was in a bad relationship or when I had my only big learning experience in 97, 98, when I was in the middle of the big financial crisis in Asia, and I thought I had lost everything. I hadn't, but my brain thought I had. It was one of the most painful experiences. I never want to experience that again. And I remember feeling trapped because I didn't think that I had choices, and then I was reminded all the resources that I had, and also I was reminded that, you know, my business in America was intact, and this is why it's so important for you to really consider being a global you, meaning the listener, because you already are, JV, but the listener to being a global entrepreneur, because there's always ups and downs all around the world, and I don't think that's going to change very soon. Not probably for another 100 years, maybe in 100 years, like in the show Star Trek, we would have, you know, really have balanced everything out. But for the next few decades, it is so important for you to really consider being a global entrepreneur, because if things are not going well in this part of the world, they will be going very well on another part of the world, and you begin to see all the different opportunities. And when you have a network that is global, when you can go anywhere in the world and have an opportunity for you to prosper there by selling your products or services and having people help you and having access to networks through the other Money in You graduates that you have met at Money in You, at that point, then the sky is the limit, and you then focus your markets, and then you begin to really work your magic, so to speak, which is having systems, having a purpose, having a mission, having rules of the game, having, you know, a clear pathway for your clients and customers to have access to buying your products or services, having your customers give you referrals and give you glowing testimonials, and you go into the machinery of business, which was designed long ago for every human being to be able to prosper on this planet. And that's why sometimes I'm considered a fiscal conservative and a social democrat. People say, you can't be both. I said, well,
no,
I am both.
I think that's how I describe myself. I'm a social liberal and I'm a fiscal conservative. And I think you become a fiscal conservative because you realize, or this is, I'll speak for myself here, how important personal responsibility is in this journey. And that you must take responsibility for the destiny you want to create. And that's for each of us to do. I can't do DC's, and I can't do anybody's in my community, and I can't do any of my friends. I can only do myself.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
Each person must make that conscious choice to take responsibility about their destiny.
Absolutely. And, you know, and then my social, you know, Democrat comes up when I think of, you know, the elderly, the children, the right. sick. And also we have to have systems in place to really teach the masses about business and money and being a conscious millionaire. This is why I love your work. This is why I was willing to write your foreword. Because when I looked at, you know, the topics that you were going to be covering, and I love your charts. I just gave your book as a gift the other day to someone very influential. And I was telling them, I said, I absolutely love this book. I said, look at all the charts. Look at all the pathways. This man makes it so clear how to be a conscious millionaire. I said, I absolutely love this book. And they said, man, you are such a promoter of him.
Well, as, I thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it is such a beautiful book and to be shared with so many. And I believe that everything that you're going to do is going to accelerate my purpose, because what we need to do is we do need to give people the education, the charts, the guidelines. And but the challenge is that if a human being doesn't have the level of deservability, hasn't cleared the blocks that they may have to having the level of wealth, or having don't believe that they can do it at this point, then, you know, they think that this is not going to work. And then they it becomes a self-defeating pattern, so to speak, because, you know, I know a lot of people in the movie The Secret, okay, and Rhonda Burns. I was going to be in The Secret, and it wasn't my time. I was completely ill when that was filmed, with 80% of the people in there was filmed in Colorado, in an event that I was became extremely ill, a dental surgery that I had to have that weekend, and missed being in the movie. It wasn't my time, which is perfect. I really trust the timing that the Great Spirit has for me. And one of the things that occurs that people really misunderstand the law of attraction, which, by the way, she is on a list of 10 of the most influential transformational leaders on the planet, a very solid list. And this list, and the reason The Secret, you know, sold 600 million of those videos. And the reason is why it went into such a spin, And it went into so many people recommended it to people and used it as a tool, and still such a great tool. And of course, a lot of people also say, well, the law of attraction doesn't work. Well, it's an interesting thing, because before the law of attraction was called that, many of us were using that generalized principle. And the generalized principle really is about knowing and having the confidence, being prepared, and having the ability to be able to see the opportunity, having the business tools, clearing the blocks, having the resources. So it's like a mixture. It's like, and having the business success model in place in order for you to make these opportunities that the law of attraction may bring to you, you have to be prepared for it. And well, this is what a lot of people are not.
Well, and I think that is a great frame for the Money in You program, because we read, you and I are living this, but it's yes. one thing to live it, and it's another thing to look on. And so when I say, well, you have to become what it is you want to attract, that can sometimes seem either hard on the one hand, or exactly how do I do that? And I think Money in You, and I think the programs that we are teaching, help people become, and that's exactly what you were talking about. You have to become all of this, and then you walk in the room and the magic happens, because people are attracted to that energy that you've already become. And what I think a lot of people look on to the law of attraction is that somehow if you do this thing that almost seems like begging, you know, if you just beg for all this stuff to happen for you, you beg for the car and you beg for the money to come in the mail and all of this. Well, of course, that's unlikely to happen. It's a very unlikely event. But if you take that time and work on yourself and you transform to a higher level, you will immediately be resonating at that level, and you're going to naturally attract and be attracted to that same level in other people and in opportunities.
Well, and this is where it's really important for people to know. Harv Eker studied with us for 7 years. It wasn't like an overnight thing. Kiyosaki was with us for 17 years. We were business partners for 9 years. He shared some of the stories of what he went through in order in his own books. Of course, the only book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the original book is based on our work, which was taught to us by Buckminster Fuller, that we were not prepared for success. And then I was with Tony, when he was 23, Tony Robbins, when he was 23 years old, for a year. We prepared him. I did his first planning chart where he could visualize himself being this huge figure. I still get such a kick out of watching him, you know, in movies and in the old Larry King show, and to see him to being this person that he is, because I was there when he was creating himself being that. So one of the things that we do in Money and You, people come in on a Thursday night, and they spend that first night, we set up the contextualization and how it's going, the whole program is going to be. Then they're there all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. We have continental breakfast every morning. We provide the dinners, the meals, the snacks, big, big snacks throughout the whole weekend, Saturday night, Sunday night. You know, they don't have to go to dinner. We feed them. And one of the things that we do, we have a lot of fun. There is a lot of music, as you know. You know, we even sing some songs. We cry a little. We laugh a lot. And people...
And share a lot of very important learnings after each of the games.
Yes. And what happens is 65% of it is experiential games. And then what we do is we have people share their experiences, and then the instructor will bring in anything else that may have been left out by the sharing. And there's very little lectures. I mean, there are some, but it's not really a lecture program, as you know. So one of the things that occurs, and by the way, we never make anybody feel uncomfortable. I do not allow that. There's nobody that feels uncomfortable. If they want to share, they can. If they don't want to share, they don't have to. This is not the kind of program where we drag people to the front of the room. None of that. And one of the things, and we feed them a lot. And the reason is because we have found that food and coffee, tea, and good water, and some sodas. We have to have sodas. I have stories about Money and You without sodas. There's so much part of the culture all over the world for people to have their sugar water, even though I never have liked sodas. So I definitely sometimes, you know, decided, no, we're not going to have sodas. Well, that did not work really well. So for those of you that like sodas, we have those too. And Perrier. So one of the things that we do is we make it really comfortable and fun at a physical level so that people feel nurtured and loved and supported, which allows them to go in deeper. And the games themselves are designed for people to get in touch with things that may have been blocking them. And every night we play a big game. We play a big game every night. And the reason we do that is because then the next morning, it gives people an opportunity for them to go home and sleep on it. And just remember, JV, how many times have you gone to an event and then the next morning, besides, you know, I mean, in Money and You, you wake up the next morning and go, oh my God, that's what that game was all about. Remember that?
Well, I remember Friday night, without giving away the game, you know, because we're sworn to secrecy. But Friday night was my big breakthrough night, because we played a game, and that's when I got this my biggest insight of the entire program. And I know for everybody it comes at a different time. And I remember going back to the motel that was nearby, and taking a shower, and for about a half hour I felt literally like my mind was melting, because I was having kind of like a Zen moment, where my insights were so profound, it was like the scales had been lifted from my eyes. It was one of those kinds of moments that don't happen every day. You know, these are moments that are major transformational moments. And I saw my future and my life and my possibilities and how to get there so much more clearly. My whole brain was like on this Zen fire. It's the only way I can describe it. And everything was melting and coming together. And I went to bed and I woke up the next morning. And I remember, I think I got there about a half hour late, because the reason was my mind had changed so much. It was a very easy route to get there. But I got lost for like a half hour. I kept turning down the wrong roads, and then I'd go, oh my gosh, how is it that I get there? And I'd come back, and I'd go a little bit farther, and I'd turn at the wrong light. Because my mind was just changing so rapidly and so profoundly that I didn't even have the schemata left to like figure out the 5 mile drive to get to money and you. So I finally got there. I was ever so glad.
And, well, that's what we tell people, not to make any major decisions for 7 days.
Right.
Or exactly. On Monday to chill out, because we actually activate and create so many new neurological pathways through the exercises, because people don't use their brains that much. They really do not. We are on repeat. We are on automatic a lot. So when you get put into an environment where all of a sudden you're beginning to have all these discoveries and you're beginning to think differently and you're beginning to finally understand certain behaviors, which is the most, for many people, that is the most powerful thing of Money in You. And there's different aspects, but for many people is forgiving themselves for the mistakes they made in the past and for going through a process of rediscovery on how to put themselves back into the right path that maybe they got lost 30 years ago or maybe a month ago.
Well, and I experienced that again on Sunday when we have such those powerful transformational, and that's where when you go back, you get to help participate because you get to be one of the, for lack of words, facilitators. You're there to help other people with their process, which I found equally as profound a learning, because I was now seeing it from the other side, which of course you never can see anything but from the side you're looking for, you know, at that moment. So when you get to experience something that was so profound for you on one side, and now you get to experience it on the other side, it's much more whole. It's much more complete.
Oh, that's what we would love to have every person that's Money in You be able to come back every single time, at least once. We encourage the graduates so much. And there are people that have been coming to Money in You for years and years and years. They just keep coming back. And it's not because they didn't get it the first time. It's just that the distinctions go deeper and deeper. And what happens is that the sharing of people, when people begin to talk about it, like, for instance, earlier I mentioned the three parts to money, okay? You're either in the process of making the money, in the process of keeping the money that you managed to make, or you're in the process of growing the money that you managed to keep. All three of them are three completely different. They require different education. And what Money in You does, this is why you can have a billionaire and somebody that just got out of school that can be in the same room and get so many distinctions, because it covers all three areas. So we're not just specific for people that are just starting to make money or people that are very rich. We are across the board because they're generalized principles using the business success model. And I want people to go to moneyinyou.com/free gift. moneyinyou.com/free gift. And what they can do is they can download the business success model. It's an article that is talking about, and believe me, don't think that you don't need to go to Money in You once you read this, because this is, again, this is when people think that they can just read something and learn it. No. This is like me telling you about a bicycle or me putting you on a bicycle to actually ride it. So Money in You is about you spending 3.5 days going through a process of self-discovery in the company of a whole group of people that are also going through a process of self-discovery, including the instructor, the people that are helping the instructor, the logistics team, and the people that are coming back to support. We all go into like this M field, you know, that, and that has been scientifically proven how powerful that is. So Sheldrake did the work on that one, on the M fields. You come into this M field where everyone around you is in the same process of self-discovery. And then what happens is that you go through these different exercises and you are going to have a total understanding, what Robert Heinlein called in his book, Stranger in a Strange Land, you're going to grok, G-R-O-K, you're going to grok yourself. You're going to grok, have such a the essence of the understanding of what went wrong and how you can now fix it with a business success model that has worked for millions and millions and millions, if not the whole world. When I look around, the business success model is being utilized by every company, by every successful person. So when you immerse yourself into that level of experiential learning that has to do with a personal transformation and learning business success models and new patterns of thinking at the same time, it friggin' rocks. This is why money and your people just, people. And by the way, I've been in the back of a room for 35 years and I still have breakthroughs. People go, this is true love. This is true love. This is how much I love my little sister because I don't have my own children, but my baby sister I raised. So she's my little girl. I love her as I love money and you because I am in a constant state of awe of the transformation that I go through doing my CEO work in the back of the room when I'm in a room, and it is so powerful for me.
Well, it's just layers upon layers upon layers, and I think that's why so many breakthroughs occur for myself, for everybody, because we share the breakthroughs. I mean, that's what happens after those games, and it's also what creates, I think, the bonding that has led to business relationships, because you're going through a profound experience together and you're sharing. And I learned as much from other people sharing as I did from my own, because they would be sharing about something and then I would get an insight and go, oh, wow, that's actually going on with me too. And then
yes,
a whole set of things would fire off and, this cavalcade of thoughts would go on. And that's why it's just layers upon layers upon infinite layers. Much the same as it's teaching how to leverage upon leverage upon leverage to multiply,
yes,
multiply, multiply. And it is such a powerful wealth program that at the center of it, it's really a personal transformation program. It's really about you growing into the total wealthy being that you truly want to be and that we all want to be.
And then wealth is very different than money. In our Business School for Entrepreneurs, in the Accelerated Business School for Entrepreneurs, we talk about the difference between wealth and money. Money is not wealth. And I won't go into a lot right now, but you need to understand that money can be lost. Wealth cannot be lost. Wealth is like wisdom. Wealth is like experience. Wealth is like systems. We talk a lot about systems in Money and You. We will cover the rules of the game, and we will cover a lot of different systems that have been introduced to many people, to many organizations that have created transformation at an organizational level. And part of that comes from the fact that Money and You is based on the teachings of masters. Buckminster Fuller, one of the greatest masters that taught us how to move from scarcity to sufficiency to abundance. Edward Deming, who was the man that literally was responsible for the automobile industry in Japan, transforming Japan completely and then the whole automobile industry globally. Then you have Ilya Prigogine that we learned from the theory of dissipative structures that he won a Nobel Prize in 1979, which is the process of perturbation, that once human beings understand that we are all experiencing perturbation at one time or another. And then finally, you have Georgi Lawsonoff, who was the creator of left and right brain teaching techniques. There was a book called Super Learning that was written by these wonderful women based on his work. This is a guy that put on the map left and right brain teaching techniques. And all of this was synthesized by a genius, one of our mentors, Marshall Thurber, who was a genius that created this genius work of all these geniuses. And then you have Bobby DePorter, his business partner at the time, who put all the systems in place in order to make sure that this work got there. And then I learned it with all of my background in the legal field. I was going to grow up to be an attorney like you, but I was an official court reporter. And I used all those business principles that had been grounded in my being from being in the court system for 8 years, being a court reporter, being prior to that an interpreter, and prior to that an assistant legal secretary. Then you get this combination of grounded business tools and full-on generalized principles. And then you have all these geniuses, and you become a genius. It's like you can't help it. The infill in that room is, and of the network, is a, whenever many new graduates get around each other, they're so happy with each other because they're cooperating, they're sharing information, they're talking about their businesses, they're talking about the latest, and then they're saying, oh, you know, so-and-so can help you with this, so-and-so can help you with that, oh, you should go here, go there, oh, did you hear about the latest, and da-da-da-da-da. And that infield, that vortex of good vibes, if I may use a word we used to use when I was a teenager from the 60s and 70s, that frequency creates a level of security, a level of learning how to release fear, and a level of sufficiency and abundance that truly makes you happy. You want to cry with happiness that you finally found a group of people that think like you, and they go through stuff. We're going to go through stuff, folks. Life is hard. People are going to die. People, you know, we just had this horrendous tragedy. Oh, my God. Malaysia is my second home. I thought I was going to faint the other day when I heard about that airplane being shut down with 80 children in it. I didn't even know about the 80 children when I first heard about it. And I just allow myself to cry, to feel the sadness. I breathed very deeply. I, you know, was so angry for a few minutes. And then I just went into, like, life is hard at moments. It really is.
You know, we're talking about the transformation and the journey. Really, we're talking about journey and life journey. And sometimes it is incredibly difficult. What I noticed was how many people came as couples. And then my second time, one of the people I met and, you know, hung out with, he had brought, I think there were two of them that brought their spouses, and they came back to do the support part that I was doing. But they brought their spouses because they had such major transformations and because they wanted the common language of that experience that they had gone through.
We have whole families. You know, the Hamschilds, you know, we have
with
mom and dad and the children who now are my godchildren. I adopted them because they're so beautiful. This is, you know, before, you know, not because they did Money and You, but because these kids are so advanced. And, you know, and Trevor's only 14 years old, who looks 20 and is such an advanced human being.
Not only advanced, he's a genius. He plays football and he's an opera singer.
And an actor now.
And an actor, right? What was the musical that he just
did? Les Miserables.
Yeah, and you go, he's 14. He's 14, but to be exposed to all of this at that age level, his life will be. I can't even imagine how much more different and how much more he'll be able to.
Already is
to accomplish and to give back to the world.
Yes.
Because all of this at 14.
Oh, yeah, and his sister and the affinity in the family, the greater understanding that they have, the love and support. They understand their blocks now. They understand when they get stuck. They understand that there's a whole resource there. They understand that, you know, they're teenagers and there's a whole world out there. The way that his sister, Sophie, that just graduated from high school, the way that she looked at the way that she was going to go on to her education, what was the best for her future? Which school was the best? Where was she going to go? The thing about Money and You is that creates a whole new pattern of thinking that we copy from these geniuses. See, Buckminster Fuller said to us that every single child is born a genius. Every single child is born a genius. Now, of course, there are certain children that have certain challenges, but even within those challenges, there is a little genius that lives inside of them. And so when you allow for that genius to connect with your conscious mind, that's when you begin to have solutions to the problems that you will encounter living on planet Earth. Because, and this is where, when we begin to feel safer in the world, when we know that things are going to occur, we know that we're going to have money challenges, now we have a tool on how to make money. Look, we have a lot of people that have gotten themselves out of financial challenges after attending Money and You. Some of them just wanted to pay off their bills and have a good life. Some of them wanted to be financially independent. Some of them wanted to be millionaires, and some of them wanted to be billionaires. And it's happening for them. And so what occurs in that room is that whatever it is that you, where you are at, it will propel you to a whole other level. I want everybody also to go to moneyandyou.com. Go to moneyandyou.com. Download the 4-session business makeover. It's 4 hours of free education. And my internet entrepreneur friend says, you got to put something that is faster in there. Well, I tell you what, folks, if you can't listen to 4 hours of entrepreneurial education for free, you're in for a shock, because you're going to have to be educated for the rest of your life. We are all going to have homework for the rest of your life. I always tell my godchildren this. I go, I have to go home and do homework. They go, Auntie DC, you're too old to have homework. I go, I tell you what, kids, I have good news and bad news for you. If you want to be as successful as me, you're going to have homework for the rest of your life. And they go, really? And I go, but I love my homework. I love my homework. I'm going to go and study this whole other area of marketing that I just heard about. I have a master that I'm learning, a mastery of marketing, and I'm going to go listen to about 2 or 3 hours of some great Google Hangout that they did. I said, I love studying.
Well, and they go, I agree. I mean, not only am I always doing webinars, but probably what a lot of people don't know is that each year I choose. I mean, I've already this year spent thousands upon thousands of dollars on programs that I've purchased, and I have books and I take notes, and we're putting them in Evernote. But through the process of listening to these webinars, I am constantly improving what I'm doing, because I have, okay, this is the program I'm doing to make my webinar the best. And here's the program I'm doing to put my products together the way I really want to put them together. And I think he does well, so I'm going to listen to what he has to say. And I'm constantly on webinars and constantly reading books. And I know that you are too. The point is that you're correct. It is endless. The good news, I think the good news is that it's endless. Yes. Because if I couldn't wake up and have a new thought today, I'd just soon not wake up.
Yes.
You know, and the best way to have a whole lot of great new thoughts is to have a whole lot of great new input.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, if people go to my Google account, Dane DC Cordova, they'll find me in a minute. There's a bunch of hangouts in there that I think that people will really enjoy. We even put some private ones. I'm doing some humanitarian ones, and it's knockout by accident. We forgot to put the setting, and it was just going to be for humanitarians. And I had all these people email me and write to me, and then they started circulating it. And they said, oh my God, that was such good education, because I do a lot of education for humanitarians. And I was just talking to them, thinking they were going to be the only ones who were going to listen to it. Well, regular business people listened to it and loved it, because they could apply it to their business. And, you know, have people go to my Facebook, go to Facebook, DC Cordova. And as a subscriber, you can still, you know, put stuff up. But if not, you can go to Dane DC Cordova, my fan page. I can't accept people as friends anymore. I'm saving the last 54. I'm still finding high school friends and college friends. So I'm saving those for that.
That's pretty exciting.
And my relatives, you know.
Yeah.
And
right.
And so just go and go and find all this education there, and you know, you will find the next Money in You program is going to happen near you. I know that this, because we're doing this in your system and my system, people are going to hear way past August 21st through 24th of 2014 when we have a San Diego.
But tell us when the dates are for 2014. And I know that I wanted to go to the Cancun one, but you know, you got to make your choices in life. And not only my favorite aunt on my mother's side, but the only aunt left on my mother's side, turns 90 that weekend.
Bring her along.
I think the rest of the family is going to like have a little party for her.
I understand completely.
But, and she's here in Florida in Cancun. But otherwise, I would go to Cancun. There's no question. But tell about the dates and then tell about how people can get involved with Money in You, because it is a transformational program that I couldn't recommend more strongly.
Well, we have August 21 to 24th is in Southern California in Oceanside near San Diego, very close to Orange County so that people can go home at night,
right.
Whether they live in San Diego or Orange County. And then we have Kuala Lumpur on October 30th through November 2nd. That's going to be in Malaysia. And then, of course, then you have Cancun November 6th through 9th. Now, those are the English ones right now. Then we have a whole bunch of Chinese ones. So if anybody speaks Chinese, if you go to moneyinyou.com on the right-hand side, you will see all of the different programs. They are in all the different cities, all in Chinese. But if you are a graduate and happen to be listening to this, remember you can attend any of those and take your promotional materials and put it on the network table, which is one of the things that we love to do. And then you have, you know, for those of you who are humanitarian, we love to empower you. And that's why look for me. You can just Google my name and you will find a whole bunch of stuff that I have done, and which is one of the things that I love about technology. But the biggest thing is that I want you to know that my mission is really to eradicate poverty and hunger. And I love the way Kiyosaki used to say, the best way to eradicate poverty on the planet is by making sure you're not one of them. And I know that was a little tough. He used to say that. I'm a little bit more into also eradicating poverty and hunger for real hungry people and real poor people. But if you feel a little poor and you live in America, you probably are not as poor as you think. Okay.
No, absolutely not. I took my father after sold the companies. I took him for his 76th birthday to Kenya, and we went on safari. And in fact, for that night, we went to if you're ever in Nairobi, the restaurant you have to go to is called the Carnivore, and it's kind of like a Brazilian steak restaurant, except that you're having African animals that you don't get here. And they come around with the meat and everything. It was really quite amazing. But there I was in a city of about 1.6 million people, and the estimates ranged between 40 to 60% of them were unemployed. And the ones that were employed, when I started talking to them and getting the real information from the people, were making on average $20 U.S. a month.
Yes.
Right? And that was the first time in my life that I realized what poverty actually was.
Yes.
You know, and the people were living along the highways in cardboard boxes. The families were living in cardboard boxes along the highways that were nothing more than potholes, that you were going around the potholes not to hit them. And that was a highway. That was the national highway. And this was true poverty. But the thing is, you and I know, and many people, I'm sure, on this call know that about a third of the world doesn't have food and water and medical care and electricity either at all or on any kind of a regular basis. And I think the whole idea of, you know, my nonprofit of Conscious World Foundation is to empower youth by projects that uplift humanity.
Yes.
And part of that is to educate. Because to me, when I look out at the end of the 21st century, and you're such an amazing, amazing humanitarian, that's why I'm bringing this up, so that everybody begins to think in practical terms. It's simply, not only is it unacceptable that we reach the end of this century and a third of the people don't have food and water, but the flip side of that is, imagine a world when those third of the people were a third, so that's 50% more than are right now, had the education, had the empowerment, had the skills to be productive, not only paying for their own lives, but being contributors to society and collaborating, we'd have a third more people we could collaborate with to solve the world's problems, to create, you know, a wonderful world for us all to live in. So not only is it the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do, that we've got to have everyone moving up the chain of empowerment.
Yes. Yes. Now, just so you know, I have some really good news for you. Really, really, really good news for you. It just came out in the last month. There's less than a billion people now that are living in such horrendous circumstances, that have no electricity and abject poverty. Now, I know that, that's still a lot of people, but considering...
But that's a huge improvement.
That's a huge improvement. And obviously, I've been working on this since I was 27 years old. So me and millions of other people, it's just the most wonderful group of people. So we're getting there. And so we have to have perspective on it. And just to come back, and I know we need to wrap this up. So one of the things that I just want to encourage each and every one of you, that the more successful that you allow yourself to be, the more that we can empower others in ways that we can support them with education, we can support them in having their own resources, we can support them by being with them as they're going through the process of scarcity and moving them into sufficiency. And we can then have the ability for you to be happy, to being wealthy, to being rich. It's like they say on the airplane, you know, give yourself the oxygen mask first and then give it to your child. Same thing here. You need to take care of yourself first. Come and do Money in You. Might as well come and learn what all these amazing boys and girls that are really making a difference out there have learned, what many people have gone out to create humanitarian organizations. You can go to moneyinyouradio.com, listen to Susan Barton, listen to Lynn Twist, listen to Jenny Tay. Jenny Tay is one of Singapore's richest women. It's very interesting to hear her speak, somebody so wealthy, and to hear Susan Barton, who is wealthy now, but, you know, she started out and has one of the most beautiful foundations that we empower her in being where she's at. And, of course, Lynn Twist, who wrote The Soul of Money, and she is the woman that I want to grow up to be like. And so we are your portal, me and, of course, our beautiful J.V. Crum III. We are your access to an amazing portal of social entrepreneurs, of conscious millionaires that can help you reach all your dreams and your goals. And I'm just so happy that we had the time together to do this. And thank you so much, J.V.
Well, I just want to thank you for spending this time, because I wanted to get this message out to everybody in the Conscious Millionaire community, because it's been such a major transformational experience for me. And what also happens is you become a member of a family. And the truth is, it's nice to be members of families. And it's a great family to be a member of. I know so many people in Money in You that are now friends, and some of them becoming business partners, that we're looking at things together and affiliate programs we can do together, and looking at how we can help each other with the programs we're creating, because we have a common consciousness about wealth and about change and about helping the world and about achieving more with our own lives, that it just becomes a great family to be a part of.
Yes, it is. We have a global network unparalleled. I mean, nobody has the level of wonderful human beings. So thank you so much, everyone. We'll see you somewhere on the planet. Come and, you know, continue hanging out with us, and see you at Money in You. Okay? Aloha.
Thanks, DC.
Bye-bye.